Jose, if I recall correctly, excuse me, we're up to if you're of seven kufts ani hey come alacha she's also the baila nida also luchosim zigas akos. Right, Nida could do all the housework. Okay, housework is not romantic, except for three things which are derechiba and mezigas akos, and that's the next three seifim and atzas amita and mechitzas panev yadav v'raglav. So, what does mezigas akos mean? The Gemara in Ksuba says, I mean, it comes up in Ksubas because Ksubas talks about housework in the context of halachas of marriage. And it says that, like, some of the wives, some of the Amorim would do it with some sort of shinoi, perhaps. That's going to be at the end of this mechaber. What is mezigas hakos in the first place? So here, it is very controversial. Exceedingly controversial. First of all, are we talking about handing hand to hand? Or are we talking about putting it down on the table in front of him? So, the Eser Mezigas Hakos. So number one, is it in his hand? Put this in Hebrew. Biyado or Al Hashulchan Befanav. Is the Isser to put it down on the table in front of him, or only to hand it to him hand to hand? So the Beis Yosef quotes that the Smag, he quotes a few Rishonim, the Rambam, the Smag, and others who say the Isser is only to hand it to him. Obviously, they don't hold like Rashi that there's an Isser to hand anything to your wife and she's a Nida, because then what's the Chiddush of Mezigas Hakos? You're not allowed to hand her the newspaper. You're not allowed to even hand her, a broom. So obviously they hold there's no Isser Hoshata. But there is for Mezigas Hakos, because that's very that's more derechiva. However, the Rashba and the Rosh and others say no. The Chiddush of Mezigas Hakos is not if you hand it to him. As a matter of fact, according to Rashi, that's usher, even if it's not a kos. The Chiddush here is even to just serve it to him, to put it down in front of him, or we pointed out that, we're going to see in Sefer Yud Gimel, these malachos, even though they're said in the context of malachos a woman does for her husband, because there are malachos that a woman traditionally did for her husband, are bidirectional, so it doesn't matter who's doing it for who. Just in the old days, the woman usually did it for her husband. Maybe even nowadays, I don't know. It's usher to even serve it to him without any type of contact. We paskin that it's usher even to serve it to him. If you don't hand it to him, that's why it's a chiddush for us, because we paskin like Rashi. Remember, the Mechaber and the Rambam both paskin like Rashi. It's usher to hand him anything. So what's the chiddush of kos? The chiddush of kos is you're not even allowed to put it on the table in front of him. Okay, now we have to figure out what is mezigas hakos mean? What is the iser of meziga? So here, it's not 100% clear. The mechaber says kamalach shi oslo l'bayel nida oslo chutz mi mezigas hakos asura limzog hakos ulanicho l'fanav al hashulchan. She's not allowed to pour the cup and put it in front of her on the table. So clearly on the table that we saw, meaning by the time you get to the Shulchan Aruch and on, no one argues about that. But he says it's only usher to pour it and put it in front of him. Meziga ve'hanachor. Meziga ve'hagasha. Right? Only if she pours it and gives it to him. That is the Shita of the Urayim, quoted in the Haggadah by Manios. Probably says that someplace here. that it's meziga mamash. So, what pe'ula is usher? Right? What is the, is it just serving or only meziga plus hagasha? Right? Is just serving makos and meziga is lavdavka? Or no, only if you pour it and serve it to him, which the achronim assume if you would pour it into a cup in front of him, that would count as pouring and serving. But only if you like poured the cup and served him. Now, usually, whoever serves the cup pours the cup, so it's not such a tremendous nafkamina.
You keep saying pouring? Is that like Pashat
Mezigas? No, but that's what I'm saying so far.
Okay, fine.
that's what I'm saying. Now, again, it's not the biggest nafkamina in the world, because usually people who serve people cups also poured the cups. But theoretically, if there would be like, I don't know, a tray full of cups that someone else poured, and she would be giving it to him, that would be a nafkamina. Says the Mechaber, he says, like the Urayim and the Hagahos, my money else, and some other Rishonei Ashkenaz, but the Beis Yosef quotes from there. He says it's only usher if you serve it and place it in front of him. Now you have a big machlokus achronim as to what are the boundaries of that. Says the Rama adds an interesting word into this machaber. What word does the Rama add into this machaber? Bifanov. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is even within this you have two drachim. What's usher even? Miziga plus any Miziga plus Hagasha Bifanav, or only Miziga Bifanav plus Hagasha Bifanav. Meaning, does it matter where she pours it? She has to pour it in front of him and give it to him? Or what if she pours it in the kitchen and brings him a kos? Is that also usher? So the mechaber, it's hard to be 100% medayik for the mechaber. So limzog hakos lo nicho lefanav. You know, maybe it's hard to know for sure what he means. The Rama is very clear. Limzog hakos lefanav. Why does he add the extra lefanav? Says the Rama that no. Only if she's mosaic in front of him and gives it in front of him. Ziga, let's say, the Cholmakom. This is the opinion of the Rama. The Rama says it's only usher if she pours it in front of him and gives it to him. But if she pours it in the kitchen and brings it to him, then that's not such derechiba. The Bach disagrees. The Shas of Katan Yudal quotes the Bach, who says even Ziga Shalom b'fanav is a problem. So the Bach says no, it's only if she doesn't Ziga Shalom b'fanav. And the Shach himself agree, says ein dvar muchrachim gam divrei rosh muchach, etc. So the Shach agrees with the Rama that only mziga b'fanav and hagasha b'fanav is a problem. If she pours it in the kitchen, then it is okay. Lemaisa, there are achronim who were more machmer about this. The Levush here, which I didn't bring with me. But the Levush assumes, no, it's not talking about two steps. Meziga Sakos just means serving. It's just a phrase for serving wine. It has nothing to do with pouring wine. And even that is Osir. And the Lemaisa, the modern day poskim, a few achronim agree with the Levush. The modern day poskim are no to lahachvir, even though it's against the Rama and against the Shach, right? The modern day poskim are no to lahachmir, and Ray Forrest writes this, and many of the modern day books write this, to be machmir even on just serving, even if you didn't pour it. So even if you just like find a glass of wine poured somewhere, or you poured it not in front of him, then the poskim are still machmir, and it's good time to be machmir on this. It's a small nafkamina anyway, but it's kedai to be machmer even if you didn't pour, just to be machmer and serving wine. Now, the other big question, and this is the real significant question. You know, this machlokus is not such a is not such a big, such a practical difference, because lemaisa, usually, you pour things and bring them.
But if you're in a guest at someone's house and they pour all the whole bunch of cups of kiddush and they pass it down the whole table, that's pretty common.
Yes, although we will get to that and see that might be more problematic. So the biggest question is, what kind of kos? Not what kind of kos, a glass kos or a plastic kos, but what kind of, what's in the kos, and is davka kos? Here we have a few different opinions, and this ties into what, it's not exactly the conceptual way that Chesky would organize it, but hopefully it will satisfy him. What kind of things does this Isser apply to? So, the Rashba paskins davka wine. Now, it's always tricky. What does it mean, davka? davka wine, like is it wine, is it all of, you know, just wine or any alcoholic beverages? But lemaisa, the Rashba says maybe the Isser is only wine. This is the Rashba, and the Beis Yosef, I think, also understands that this is the Shita of the Magen Mishnah. And this is the Psak Lemaisa of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan paskins davka wine. The Shach understands that all the Rishon, everyone who holds the Shita, ties into Mezika. After all, what does Mezika mean? Right, nowadays we say mosaic. We use that word in modern Hebrew, which means to pour something. But Chesky, what does Mezika mean?
Water.
To mix water and wine. So they would only mix the water and wine in the old days. They don't, they would only, mix water into wine. If you served someone fruit juice, you wouldn't mix water into it. If you served someone beer, you wouldn't mix water into it. So, maybe only wine, and, according to many Rishonim, maybe only mixing with water. Right, which really has more to do with what mice is, Usher. But that would clearly restrict it to wine. Maybe only wine mixed with water, because only that's called mezika. It's also possible, and here it's not 100% clear what the shita of the Taz is. Right, the Taz, as we've gotten Gimel a little earlier, says since the Ramah compares eating leftover food to eating leftover drink. Therefore, we see that food is the same as drink. So maybe it should be usher to serve food also, like his father-in-law quoted from the Rosh Ostreich. But he thinks not, because it says mezigas hakos, and a kos only means a drink and not food. It sounds from the Taz, he's not mefurish, but it sounds from the Taz like he's not restricting it only to wine, and he's not restricting it only mixing with water. He's restricting it to drinks. And what does he say? He says, because serving a drink is derechiba. But serving food is derech avdus. So says the Taz, perhaps the Taz, so maybe one possibility, or only drinks. The Taz sounds like it's only drinks. He doesn't say only wine. Now, it's hard to tell. He doesn't say explicitly. But he makes it sound like it's drinks as opposed to food. He doesn't say it's wine as opposed to other things. Here, actually, some of the Achronim write, except for water. Water has no chashivas of chiba. But chashiv drinks, maybe all chashiv drinks would apply. And then he's assuming mezika means pouring. Yes, Elchanan.
I'm just wondering about that. Sorry, I mean, it's not any harder to pass someone food. Drink probably more.
So, I assume the point is that serving food is, like, it's connected to the whole Indian of preparing food, is very work-like, you know, as opposed to pouring drinks, which seems to be more of a, you know, just a relaxing kind of thing. You know, I don't know, I assume if you're a waiter, it's probably all the same to you. I don't know, unless you want to say that's means dafka wine. If you pour someone coffee, that's avdus. But if you pour someone wine, I mean, yeah, I don't know. It could just be that drinks are really different, maybe because, and here I'm totally speculating, drinks you usually don't have to work hard to prepare.
they just come in a bottle. Even in the old days, they just came in a bottle. As opposed to food, which is a tremendous tirchah to prepare food, obviously not always, but most foods. So it could be, since food is a tirchah to prepare, serving the food also seems servile. While drinks seems more just derechiva. But, you know, at the Tazkul, you have some chilk. Okay, the Bach, on the other hand, quotes from, has this, the Bach is quoted in the Shachs of Kut Yud Gimel, and he has this long quote from the Drushas of Maharash Ostreich, that he thinks is a big problem, that there are people whose wives serve them a plate of food when they're nida. Okay, he asked for it, even food. Says the Bach, but there's many tzadim lahakel. He says, maybe, now here, we're not 100% sure what he means by this, but he says, maybe, after all, it's only us who do, if you do meziga plus hagasha, and here, there's no meziga. I'm not sure what he means by there's no meziga, meaning you could put the food on the plate. That's like meziga. But maybe the wives didn't put the food on the plate. Maybe someone else put the food on the plate. They just brought the plate to the table. And then he says, of course, those say it only applies to wine. And it only applies to mixing water and wine. So then it's not a problem. And then he says, and also, when the wives bring it to the table, they bring a serving platter. They don't bring just for their husbands. So that's no problem. So in the end, he says, it's really okay. However, says the Bach in the end, but the question is, like, here he's piling on, like, studying Lahakel, shitas that are makel. The question is, what is he actually paskin in the end? So in the end, he says, but, bottom line, she shouldn't bring a plate just for her husband. A serving platter is fine, but she shouldn't bring a plate just for her husband. So serving platter, fine. No chash for serving platter. What does that come out? It comes out here that the Bach and the Maharash think that even food is b'chal l'zera. And even the Bach, he threw in the shitas that it doesn't apply to other things, but even food is b'chal l'zera. And the Shach quotes the Bach, and he says, l'fizeh mashmeh d'machmer gamke b'shar mashkim. Right, if food is usher, then her other drinks are also usher. Right, so it sounds like he agrees also. So here we have the most machmer shita. Drinks and food, and this is the shita of the Maharash and the Bach and the Shach. Even though the raya the Bach brings for this is a tremendous tema to me, I can't for the life of me figure out what the nature of the Bach's raya was, unless like he just, I can't figure that he says, what does he say in the end? But for sure it's a problem to serve him his private plate, because it says in Tana, because what it says in Tana Dvei Eliyahu, and what does it say in Tanit Ve'eliyahu? It says, maybe you brought him something and touched him and you handed it to him. And what does it say in Sefer Truma? Dafo shut the book. What does it say in Sefer Truma? You're not allowed to hand him anything. So that's what I'm not sure what the Bach means in the end. Like, he's saying, but for sure she shouldn't bring his own plate. But all the rayas are about handing his own plate in his hand. That's what it says in Tanit Ve'eliyahu. Maybe he brought it and touched you. And the Sefer Truma is clearly talking about handing things. So this Bach is a bit of a tema. Then in the end he says, oh, but I have rayas, she shouldn't serve her husband his own plate of food. But all her rayas are only from like handing it hoshata hand to hand. His rayas are totally not relevant to the discussion of putting on the table in front of him. So this is a bit of a mysterious problem. What's going on in this Bach? Like, what did the Bach mean? If he meant, but she shouldn't serve him his personal plate of food with hoshata hand to hand, whatever, that's a mefurish halacha, well, earlier in this simon, and you know, that's Yadua, and it has nothing to do specifically with food. And if he meant this also to put his private plate on the table in front of him, then it's a little weird because his rayas don't make sense. So it's a big tzarich, Ian. I don't know exactly what the Bach meant here.
Two questions. First of all, about the mezigah by food, could you mean, yeah, you mentioned earlier, so could you be referring to specifically mezigah of diluting wine? And that's not shy, that's not relevant?
No, because that's the next sentence he says, so it can't be this sentence. That's the next thing he says, but oh, so it can't be this.
Okay.
like, would be a good idea, except that's the next thing he says.
Okay, maybe I could the Bach be saying, regarding what Rabbi just said, like the rush understood of the story of the Raya, because he said that maybe you said, oh, a Tam Chacham could be Zahir, what a regular person can't. now he's really being a chadish, that is the din by food.
Yeah, but that's talking about passing hand to hand. It's not talking about putting it on the table. Where
yeah,
is he?
Yeah, he's talking about passing food.
It's only passing food, but you're allowed to pass something else. It doesn't seem to be that's what the Bach's poskening, meaning that's already established by the time of the Bach that we don't pass anything. So, okay, it's a bit of a sort of, Lemaisa, how do we paskin in this machlokus? Now, is there any mutter way of doing it? Sure, there is one mutter way of doing it if you finish the Shulchan Aruch. Elim King Tasa Shom Hecker. She has to do a Hecker. What are the two possible Heckers, which are both in the Gemara? Kon Shetani Chen Ol Shulchan Biyat Smoli, which she serves with her left hand. That's a Hecker. Oh, Tani Chen Ol Akar Ol Kesef Iliyadimino. Or even with her right hand, she puts it on the bed, the pillow, you know, someplace which is not the normal place. You know, she, instead of putting it where it belongs, she puts it someplace else. Lemaisa. It would seem that you could be makel even if she puts it on the table, but she doesn't put it in his place on the table. Let's say this is his setting on the table. She puts it in the middle of the table, and he has to reach and get it. So that would also be a hecker that she's not serving to him in the normal way. But how do we paskin? Only food, only drink, even food, only drink, only wine. This is very controversial. Ad hayom hazeh. The Aruch HaShulchan was Mekel, said only wine, said Mezigas HaKos, Kos means wine. Lemaisa, most poskim now, most Ashkenazim nowadays, and the minig of all the swarm that I've seen, and I think they teach in most chassan classes, is like wine. This is the minhag of most Ashkenazim, I think. I think that's the minhag of most Ashkenazim. That's what I've seen in the modern day Sfarim. Is sorry to be machmor and everything, even food, like the Shach and the Bach. Okay, that's pretty big names. However, this is really very, very far from Pashut. After all, according to half the Rishonim, it's only talking about panning hand to hand. And even the Bach, we don't really know what he meant, and we're not sure we can make sense of the Bach. Right? Even this whole Bach and Shach, we're not sure what they meant because his rayas are from Hoshata, and we don't know exactly what he meant. And, you know, if we have a choice between saying he said something that was totally stupid versus we don't understand exactly what he was trying to say, rather say we don't understand what he was trying to say 100%. So the Bach is a big tzarchion. Many Rishonim say for sure there's no problem putting it on the table. Even if there is a problem putting it on the table, the problem putting it on the table might only be the problem putting it on the table might only be with drinks. So Lemaisa, right, willing is Mekel, that you can only be Machber with drinks. Okay, he's not getting shikta to wine and to mixing with water, to you know, any chush of drink. And therefore, Lemaisa, the more common minhag, I think, nowadays among Ashkenazim is to be Machber by everything. It's not such a hard chumrah, because you can just serve it in a in an unusual way. But even the Forst and others firms say, but if like people are looking and you're uncomfortable and whatever, and if it's like hard, then for sure you can be makel on food because it's a big chiddush in Bach and Shach, and there's a lot of kashas against it. So for sure, everyone would agree that if you need to, you can be makel on food. Well, it says the Gemara, you can be makel on food, and it's enough to be machmer on pouring drinks, and you don't have to be machmer on serving food, and you can rely on the Taz and the Aruch HaShulchan and the many Rishonim and Achronim.
The way Rabbi's phrasing is curious to me. Is Rabbi saying that rules that one should be machmer and drinks, or that if one's going to be machmer, only be machmer and drinks, but ideally it's only
No. Well, I think all drinks. And is Mikkel the Tatfil by food? Yes, totally with Tatfilah. But can be Mikkel, Bishas HaTzorech, even everyone, I shouldn't say everyone, obviously it's never everyone. But most of the sfarim that I've seen say you can make a shasa tzorech. Like everyone agrees you can make a shasa tzorech by food. But Rav Willi says, achilu b'machmer, make it by food and you don't have to be machmer at all. And there's no need to be machmer at all. That is too far of a chumrah, especially since, you know, there's a lot of kashya in this chumrah. It's based on a bach that we're not sure exactly what the bach meant. And the shach is also, some of the achronim started asking kashyas on the shach that later on he says that it's only usher if you do in the Yodalit, if you do Mezigah B'fanav and you're Gimel, he makes it sound like he's Machri. If there's no Mezigah B'fanav
and maybe we're not sure exactly what he meant either. There are all kinds of different shots in the Shach. So Lemaisa, bottom line, half the Rishonim say there's no Isser to serve at all, it's only an Isser of Hoshata. Even if there is an Isser to serve, most of the Rishonim say, and the Acharonim say, it's only Isser with wine or with beverages maximally. So it's a real sveik against being machmer on serving food. The makoros for being machmer on serving food are a bach, which we're not sure exactly what he means. And even the Shach has trouble, because if you follow the Shach and you're gimel, it sounds like he's machmer even without mezigah. If you follow the Shach Latari and you're dalid, he's only machmer if you do mezigah. So the Achronim argue whether in your gimel he really meant to agree with the bach or not. Look at the Machzah Shach and others. So the Maisa, they're very willing as mako in all foods, that it's not a problem for the wife to serve the husband or vice versa. And even the machmirim admit that there's very, very, very strong basis for kulam that you can be mako when necessary. Lekuli alma.
What are the rishonim that say someone by passing, and are they basically saying we agree to Rashi somewhere, but only in this one?
That's what it sounds like. Yeah. The Rambam and the Smag are on the board saying only passing. And the Beis Yosef, if you remember, back in Sith Beis, said, we see from this Rambam that he holds no Yisr Rosh Hashanah, because it's only a coast that it's also a real shit. And I think the Beis Yosef also quoted Rabbeinu Shemaya.
Although, also, they're not exactly the same thing, right? As Rashi, either way, because this is about Derechiba versus, like, maybe coming to top.
Right. Okay, that's what I meant. Right. It's not. He's saying it's not the same as Rashi, because Rashi says Hoshata is also because you might accidentally touch. Well, they say Hoshata of this thing is also because it's a special chiba. Correct. Okay. So yes.
Is it chiba or hergal avera? Because here the concern is if you do it with your left hand, it's not less chiba if you do it with your right hand or left hand. It's more of the idea of like what you usually do. You just, you know.
Which I say the chiba would lead to hergal avera. Correct. The reminder. What's the point of the shino? It's just a reminder. After all, you know, right, this is not the kind of, this is not, right, chiba is a wonderful thing. Ava v'yachba, v'shalom v'reis, all these are wonderful things. But just so it shouldn't lead to hergal davar, so you do a reminder. Okay, that is yud. Yud aleph. Asura let see me toss him in front of, she's not allowed to make his bed in front of him. V'davka, priestess adinim. Right, all of these are only really in front of him. Davka prisa sedinim v'hamichse shehu derechiba. But what kind of bed making is also only spreading out the sheets and the blanket, which is a derech of chiba. Avalatzas akur v'aksasos, but being masada the pillows and the mattresses, shehu torach v'eino derechiba, which is a big tircha, not derechiba, that's derech avdus. That's shari. That is mutter. Okay, now our beds are not exactly the same as their beds, but it's, you know, it's hard to tell exactly what's derech chiba, what is derech avdus. You know, part depends how spoiled people are. But the simple pshat is that, you know, the karm d'ksasos means like moving the mattresses. That's derech avdus. You know, the putting on sheets nowadays, even though, like, it's a little borderline. You put a sheet on a bed. Is that derech avdus? Like, it's a big pain to put a sheet on a bed. A lot of people have the, you know, people have household help. They let the household help do that. But lemaisa, since it is hard to know exactly where to draw the line in our modern-day realities, and he does talk about the sedinim and the michsa, the sheet and the blanket, we would say putting a sheet and a blanket on the bed, that is a chshash. That is a problem. Shalom in front of a kol mutter, afilu yidei she matzasos on, but not in front of her, everything's mutter. Even if he knows she's doing it, it's okay as long as it's not befun of. The big question nowadays, the modern day post can deal with, is what about what we call nowadays making a bed? What do we call making a bed? After all, why is what the Gemara calls making a bed a problem? Because when you make a bed, it has connotations of sleeping in a bed, and sleeping in a bed, I mean, is often a very neutral activity, but nonetheless, when you have the wife and the husband sleeping in the bed, it has connotations of, as we say, euphemistically, tashmish hamita, right? Tashmish hamita, we call it tashmish hamita because the bed has certain connotations.
And for you.
Yes. So, but that is making the bed for sleeping,
right? Preparing the bed for sleeping. Nowadays, what we call, often what we call make the bed means you get up in the morning and you make the bed to look nice for not sleeping, right? It's not like getting ready for sleeping in the bed. It's making the bed so that it'll look nice for all day long. Okay. I'm not sure why we still make our beds nowadays. Like now we have bedrooms that no one goes into all day. But nonetheless, there's a certain kind of making the bed, which is dafka not for sleeping. It's dafka to look nice for not sleeping. So modern day poskim say that kind of making the bed is not usser because it doesn't have any connotations of sleeping. It's dafka, you only do that when you're not going to sleep in the bed. So therefore, making the bed in the morning is not necessarily a problem, which means that the Hatzas Amita is not such a common isser nowadays because the making the bed in the morning to make it look nice is not preparing for sleeping. I assume in the days of Chazal, right, if you look at how they talk about mitas in the days of Chazal, the beds were much more multi-purpose. So sometimes they were set up for sitting, and sometimes they were set up for this and for that, and sometimes they were set up for sleeping. And when you're ready to sleep, you put the blank sheet and blanket on the bed for sleeping. So that had connotations of going to bed, and going to bed has connotations of hergel duffer. Nowadays, the Hatzos Amita is not such a practical thing because if you're making the bed in the morning, that's dafka to make it not good for sleeping, just to make it look nice. And in the evening, people don't usually make the beds because, and if they make the bed in the morning, then whoever gets into bed undoes that. And if they didn't make the bed in the morning, then it's ready already. But in an occasion where it would be, you would be preparing a bed for sleeping, let's say, the sheets and mattresses are not in the bed and you have to not make the bed like the morning. You have to put the sheets and the mattresses on the bed in order to sleep there. Then that would be usser.
Doesn't that have anything to do with looking, appetizing? I'm about to say appetizing. I get a lot of looking appetizing to sleep in. I don't know what the right fitting for. Like, if you see a bed that's all disheveled or whatever, it's not as, I don't know.
I disagree. I'm much more comfortable getting into the shovel bed. Otherwise I feel like, in a hotel or something. I feel guilty getting into a clean, a neat bed. But I hear the timing. You could have said otherwise. But Lamaisa, a lot of the modern day poskim say this, that making the bed in the morning is okay, because even though you're making the bed look pretty, but you're not making the bed better for sleeping. And therefore, it doesn't have the connotation. You could have just said, no, anytime she's with the bed, that's already could cause the wrong kind of thoughts. I could have seen it go either way. But Lamaisa, we can be makel on this. So therefore, it doesn't go up all the time. Of course, sometimes it would come up if you're making the bed to sleep in. Then it would come up. But if the bed's already fine for sleeping in, you're just making it look pretty for not sleeping in. Right? When I get up in the morning, my bed's already fine for sleeping in. It has all the things I need for sleeping in. They're sitting there minding their own business very happily. And then if you want to make the bed, it's just for to look good for art. To be to look like it's not someplace someone just slept in. It's someplace very, very clean. So that's not a problem.
So the story is just about this chiba of making the bed. Why aren't Chazal Oser watching your wife get into bed?
Right, we're machmer and watching her get into your bed, right? There's no isser watching her get into her bed. So I think the answer is because, I can answer on two levels. Number one, just because in the double sofa, you can't see your wife get into bed. How's everyone going to go to sleep? Meaning, you could not, your wife doesn't have to make your bed, you can make your own bed, right? But, if she can't get into bed when you're there, then what if you're there? What does she do? She can kick you out of the room to get in the bed. I'm saying that's not always so practical. So it could be that's not always so practical. And it could be that, but it also could be that, no, the ikker isser is that the ikker hergel is when there's some contact between your bed and the wife, or the wife's bed and you. But if everyone's in their own bed, then maybe that's not, that on the one hand, every getting into bed has some connotation of something, but if everyone's in their own bed and there's no blurring of the lines, then maybe we're not afraid of hergel duffer. Only if someone's messing with the other person's bed, then we're afraid of hergel duffer because there's some mixing of the two of them.
I feel like oftentimes when you wake up in the morning, your blanket's off to the side too much. I feel like people when they make their bed in the morning, they
guess you could say that, but lamaisa, you know, it still it doesn't really have connotations. You don't think that way. Like, when I wake up in the morning, I don't think, okay, I got to pull out a blanket where I'm going to need it, you know, 16 hours from now. You know, I either don't, or I think, oh, it should look nice in case guests come over. They should see I have a neat bed. Or whatever their reason is that people do it, which is, as you can tell, it's something that I still haven't totally figured out.
Wait, so Rebbe's saying it's only an issue? We're probably going to talk about the wife making the husband bed, or even making
the husband? No, the wife making the husband bed. Mitas so. Only if he makes her bed, or only if she makes his bed, or he makes her bed.
And if
she's making her own bed, that's fine.
No matter how fluffy her
blankets, no matter how attractive her blankets look, no matter how fluffy, that's no problem. She can make her bed, he can make his bed. I mean, for the same two reasons. A, practically, someone has to make everyone's bed. And number two, like, as long as everyone's keeping to their own side of the room, so maybe that's not a problem of Hergel Dover. Yeah, but that's back from the days when you made your bed before you went to sleep.
But to sleep in it.
Seder. So, you can be macher. It's mutter to be macher. That's no problem. There's some things that you should be worried of being macher on. If you want to be macher in this, it's not a problem. Hefter gummer. It's not going to hurt anyone. The good base, the third malacha. Asura litzok lomayim lirchotz ponav yadav araglov, afilo eninu gaspo. It's also for the wife to pour the husband water to wash his hands and face and feet, which is what they used to wash in the old days every day, even if she doesn't touch him. Afilo main tzonim, even in cold water. Now here it's a little funny. It says she's not allowed to make his bed, she's not allowed to be mosaic the coast, and she's not allowed to wash his hands, face, and feet. Like, what's really the havmina that she's going to wash him? Like, that's a significant contact. So all the Rishonim say, no, it doesn't mean she can't, like, mamish bathe him. That's pasha. That's she's not allowed to touch him. But it means here she can't even help in his bathing. Okay, so what kind of help in his bathing is Asur? So this is the famous machlokas between the Shach and the Taz. The we'll start with the Shach. The Shach says here in Sivkatan Tes Zayin, quoting Rabbi Yonah, that he says, well, if it's not touching him, the touching him is pashut. So what's the chiddush? The chiddush is she can't even draw a bath for him. Even that is chiba. You know, she can't even. What do they do in the old days? Again, in our days, it's not so common. Like, who really draws a bath for someone else? Like, it's a pretty rare thing to do. But, I mean, sometimes, like, for your kids, you'll, like, fill up the bath either if they're a baby or if they're older and you just want to give them one less excuse not to take a bath. But usually people don't, like, make water for other adults to bathe in. But that's because we have running water, right? In the old days, yeah, pasha, like, one of the, like, yeah, like, not the old days, like, when the husband would come home and the wife would bring him his slippers and his pipe and his newspaper. I think those are the three things. But in the old days, that was also the days of running water. In the old days, the guy would come home, and when you came home from work, you would need to do rechitzas panav yadav araglav. That was the culture in the old days. And the husband would come home, he would sit in his easy chair. He didn't have an easy chair, he'd sit somewhere. And the wife would bring him a bowl of nice warm water that she was matriach out of her tremendous care for him to bring him to wash with. And that was a real chiba in the old days. So the Shach says, it's not the Shach, it's according to Rabbi Yonah, that's what the Isser is, to bring him the water. Nowadays, that's not something, I mean, either way, nowadays, it's not something we do a lot now that we're running water, but that's the Isser, to bring him water. And therefore, the post can say, likewise, that would apply to filling up the bathtub for him. Even though you get asked whether culturally our filling up the bathtub is exactly the same as the old days, okay, but it's close enough. It's pretty close. What? Yeah, so it's not exactly the same, but it's pretty close. It's pretty close. It is, you know, I think a little more intimate. I wouldn't fill up the bathtub for a stan person. I'm not sure why, but I just wouldn't feel comfortable. Like I, what? No, I think even if I didn't learn these halachas, it would be a little weird. It'd be a little, like, I'd fill up the bathtub for my kids. But I actually wouldn't fill up the bathtub for my wife, because, like, I trust her to take a bath when she needs to on her own. And I don't think she's going to make excuses. But nonetheless, theoretically, I would. But, like, you can see how, okay. The Taz, though, brings down the Shita and disagrees. The Taz says, that can't be Chiba, just bringing someone something? How could bringing someone something be Chiba? You're just bringing them something. Not only that, that's not his main objection is, what's the Lashon? The Lashon is, does he quote the Lashon of the Gemara here? Harchatzas panayot of Raglov. Harchatzas doesn't sound like bringing water. Now, of course, you could say, well, when you bring the water, you're being marchit. But it sounds like you're actually doing something. Says the Taz, no, what's the Isser of Harchatzas panav yadav viraglov? Says the Shach, it is Havas Mayim. Says the Taz, no, Havas Mayim's not Isser. But touching's Pashat. So you have to have something in between. It means pouring the water on him. Okay. Now, the hands, I totally see that. You could pour the water in someone's hands, right? The feet, you could clearly pour the water in someone's feet. Okay, how does it work exactly with the face? Like pouring the water on that. But maybe in the old days, they knew how to pour water well on someone's face. Or maybe they would pour the water on your hands and you would wash your face. You know, let's assume they could work it out. Right? That seems like a reasonable thing that a wife might have done for the husband in the old days. She actually, like, poured the water and washed him. And that could be, obviously, a big chiba. The Taz would probably assume that Zurika is not always usher. I don't mean he would assume Paskin Lamaisa, but he might assume that Medina de Gemara, Zurika is not usher. You know, he would admit that our minog is to usher it, but in the Gemara, Zurika is not usher. So she's allowed to throw things at him normally. But throwing water at him to bathe is a problem. That's the Pashup shot. Okay, Samach Rono complicated more. That's the Pashup shot that Zurika is not usher in the Dina de Gemara. But Zurikas Mayim lematarat mechitza is Aser Medina de Gemara, because that is more Chiba. So he says, only the Shach, of course, agreed, say even Amas Mayim, only Shfichas Mayim Alav, only pouring on him, which is much more intimate. Halach Lemaisa, the Poskim generally assume, like the Shach, that even bringing him his water is usher and not just pouring on him. So even just again, not that we do it a lot nowadays, who brings someone water, but even bringing water would be usher. And the postgame also assume that filling a bath for him would also be usher, at least if it's befunnif. But again, that's very rare, because why would anyone ever fill a bath for someone else befunnif? Unless they're disabled, in which case we have others here later. So, Lemaisa, this is not so shkiach. What's the only case where it might be shkiach is the question of Netilas Yadayim Lesuda, right? At the Pesach Seder, many people of the minhag, I'm just curious, not to do with Achas Nida, how many people of the minhag at home that your father or whoever is the man of the house doesn't get up for washing and they bring water to his seat? Right? So, I can raise two fingers, like, it's my minhag. My wife's family has that minhag. My family didn't. So it depends where we are for Seder.
Same.
Okay, excellent. So between us, we can raise a hand. Since the Iker minhag goes by my father, so if the Seder's in my house, and I'm the man of the house, then I get up to wash, but my father-in-law gets it brought to him. Because the big mitzvah mechavad your father-in-law. So what about bringing water, or what about even filling the Tilos Yadayim cup? So this is very controversial. Lemaisa, the Shevet HaLevi says, this is only Aser, this for Hana'ah, that's when it's Derech Chiba and Hergel Davar. If it's being done for Hana'ah, then it can feel good. After all, it feels good to wash your hands. I mean, if you need to, right, that where it's culturally expected, then it feels good. But for ritual purposes, for just a mitzvah, for Kedusha V'tara, so that's not Hergel Dover, that's for a mitzvah. It's not to feel good, right? When we wash our hands before eating bread, right, it's not like, now we feel so much better that we got our hands washed. It's that we feel better because we did a mitzvah and we chat some Avodas Hashem. Yeah, but even if it's for Nikias, it's not, we don't feel the Nikias. We don't feel the Nikias. Anyway, Lemaisa, the Shevet HaLevi is Mekel for a mitzvah purpose, that's not going to lead to Hergel Dover. And therefore, one can be makel. One can be makel for mitzvah.
No one would ever say like turning on the dude.
No, turning on the dude is too far. Sorry, that we can't answer. I don't think anyone would answer that, and I know people who would answer a lot.
So what about putting on a shower? Because the water there like ends up not being the same water that the
what about putting on a shower? So A, the as an Israeli, you know, we feel obligated to say that you don't put on the shower before you absolutely need it. You never put on turn on this. You no one should ever turn on a shower for anyone else because you shouldn't turn on the shower till you are ready to shower in it, so you don't waste water. So A, you shouldn't waste water, and B, I think we should be machmer on turning on a shower also. I think we should be machmer on turning on a shower also. But again, pashas the isser is only befunov. Now it doesn't say that here because they're not talking about baths and etc. Pashas the isser is only befunov. And again, why would anyone ever turn on a shower for someone else befunov if they have their own hands, etc.? So it's not such a common thing. Like it's one thing that you know, even slow befunov, it lead to waste of water, so you shouldn't.
Going back to the making the bed, then was that one also befunov?
Yes. 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 These are all only the fun of.
Would we carry these kind of I think, by Avel? Like, if the one of them Avel that you can't do the...
Well, an Avel can't bathe anyway. No matter who, no matter where the water comes from, an Avel is Usher. The big problem with the Avel is that he's Usher and Rechitza, no matter where the water comes from. But it's not so clear if all the... it's a big machlokas. Whether all the harchakos apply to an oval also. In pashas, they don't all apply to an oval. But in any case, that's what
This is a hecker of the shina that the Machaber mentioned about passing or wine or possibly what drinks or food or whatever it is apply to the other two scenarios as well?
I don't think so. We'll see. There's some diukim that we'll see one in a minute. I won't point it out, but you'll notice it then not. Okay, Yud Gimel. Shem Shasur Lim Zoglo. Kachu Asur Lim Zogla, right? These are the Ziga is bidirectional, and the later Achron Lirochoshov and others say all three of these malachas are bidirectional. Neither one is allowed to do it for the other. They each have to just do it for themselves or do it in a much better way. Velo od alafila shloch lakoshal yayin asur, loshna koshal bracha, loshna kosh acher. The Gemara says you can't send your wife a kosh shal bracha if she's a nida, and the chidush even a kosh shal bracha. Right? So you can't send her a cup of wine, imhu meyuchad la, if it's special for her. What's the chidush? The chiddush isn't that you can't be mosaic hakos for her. I already told you that the Shulchan Aruch is not explicit, but you know it seems to come out of the Shulchan Aruch. The Achronim say mezigas hakos is bidirectional. The chiddush here is even sending, right? What's the lashon? Even l'shloach la, even sending with someone else. That's we never heard that was usher before. Sending with someone else. What kind of chiba is that? But a cup of wine. That's even a chiba. To send a cup of wine to someone else. Apparently, in the old days, it was a very special chiba when you sent someone a cup of wine. So nowadays, I'm not sure if it's quite the same, but nonetheless, once it's usser, it's usser. If it's special for Avon Shosim, Hemi Osa Kos, Vishasi Ihi Abbas Rayu, Leslamba. But if they drink from the same cup and she drinks first and he drinks second, that is not a problem. That is not a problem, meaning if he didn't send it to her, she just drinks his leftovers, that's okay. Either if she drinks his leftovers without him sending it, or if it's not specific for her, he just sends the leftovers to everyone and she takes some, then that is okay. But sending a cup of wine is a problem. Okay, the Pesachim Tshuva mentions a dea that this that is more machmer, but that's not mainstream. So therefore, the poskim assume that this extra chumrah of sending shgiras, or I guess the lashon Shulchan Aruch says shlichas koshal bracha applies only to a cup of wine, not to all drinks and not to foods, etc. But by wine, we're more machmer that the husband shouldn't send his wife in any way, shape, or form, even if it's with a shinoi, even if it's through a shliach, even if, you know, they're not near each other, he's just sending it to another room, he shouldn't send his wife the cup at all. Okay, usually this doesn't come up a lot because in our culture, we don't send people cups of wine most circumstances. Where this does come up is kiddush, right? If the husband makes kiddush, then how does he give his wine? Right, it's an inyan, it's a mitzvah, the taste from the kiddush wine. So how does he give his wife? She can drink after him. There's no problem her drinking his leftovers, that we know. But he can't send her. How does she drink the leftovers, the kiddush wine, if he doesn't send it to her? And it doesn't matter whether it's from his cup or in another cup. He can't send her a cup of wine, whether it's a kosher bracha or not. So what do you do for kiddush when the wife is a nida? So there are two options, and between these two options, you should be okay, right? You can't even send someone else to give her the cup of wine. So what do? So either sometimes people pour into a lot of other cups. The man who makes kiddush pours into like a lot of little cups for everyone, and the little cups aren't for anyone in particular. They just it's not that everyone has their name on one little cup. So if let's say he makes a plate of little cups, then since none of them is specifically for his wife, it's not a problem to send that plate around because he's not making one specifically for her. It's for everyone equally. Even though obviously she's going to take some of it, but since there's nothing specifically for her, you can be makel in that. So he could pour into a lot of cups of wine, but not have one specifically for her. Or he could, if it's not specific for her, or he could, let's say he has, or he could not send it to her. She could just drink after him. Meaning, if he puts his kiddush cup down where he got it from, on the little silver tray or wherever it came from, and then she takes it on her own, then he didn't send it to her and it's not a problem. So those are your options. Either don't send it specifically to her, although you could send it to the table, or don't send it to anyone. Just put it back down where it came from, and Ki'ilu, you just think it's good to put the silver goblet down on the silver tray, and then let her take it on her own, and that's okay.
Would this be true by grape juice also?
That's a fascinating question. Would this be true by grape juice also? Halachically, for most purposes, we treat grape juice as wine, at least certainly that's the Midrash in America, right, that we use grape juice for kosher bracha. On the other hand, it's not intoxicating. Does it make a difference if it's intoxicating? And it doesn't have the same chashivas. We hope it does because we use it for kiddush, but we know in the back of our minds that it doesn't. I'm not sure. It's a good question. I have to look into it. Yeah.
He's not allowed to drink from it again then afterwards.
Of course, if she drinks from his cup, he's not allowed to drink afterwards.
Even though it's designated, he's almost the silver goblet on the table. It's clearly his, but it doesn't matter.
Absolutely. Okay, so again, he could either send to everyone at once, or she could take it on her own.
You have to give out wine? I just be the only person to drink?
You can, but there's an inyan for everyone to drink from the kiddush wine. No, clearly everyone's yotze if they don't drink from the kiddush wine. You don't have to drink from the kiddush wine.
But
exactly what lashon I have to think about. But there's certainly an inyan for everyone to drink from the kiddush wine.
Okay, how come here we don't say, in the context of a mitzvah?
Because kosher bracha, the whole isser was that. There, it's interesting, because daf kosher bracha, they shouldn't say a feel kosher bracha, but a kosher bracha still has special chashivas, and it's nesinas das. I admit, in our culture, it doesn't resonate with us. Apparently in those days, to send someone a cup of wine was a tremendous closeness. If I sent your wife a cup of wine and you shot me, you would totally be acquitted by any jury. Because it's such an act of intimacy to send someone a cup of wine. That doesn't speak to us nowadays in our culture, I know. But Chazal were gozer on this. And when they were gozer on it, it's still usher. And they were gozer on a kosher bracha. We say a kosher bracha or a kosher non-shel bracha, but clearly kosher bracha, so there's no room for flexibility there. Yodala, kol eilar achokos sarach laharchik, bein mei nidusa, bein mei libuna. Okay, what's strange, shein kol yimei svirasa, what's strange about the sentence I just read from the Shulchan Aruch? All these achokos apply when she's bleeding and when she's counting shiv nekiyim. What's strange about this sentence? As opposed to only when she's bleeding and not during Shiva Nikiyam. What's strange about the sentence is, what's the Havina? Right? Why do you need to tell me that? Halachically, there is no difference whatsoever between a woman during the day she's bleeding. Right? Remember, we paskin, right? Chomer Derm Zera, after she bleeds, she has to count Shiva Nikiyam, like a Zava. Halachically, there's no difference at all between the day she's bleeding and the days that she's counting Shivan Nikiyim. She's the same exact Isser Nida, bane for Tumah V'Tara, bane for Isser for her Baal, bane for everything until she goes to the mikvah. Correct. So what was his Havamina? See, the Ein Chilkol Ein Lebeim Ro'a Mamshul Zos Kesem. And there's only also no difference whether she saw Doreks or she found a Kesem Darabanan. Okay, that's fair enough. I mean, sometimes we're making by Darabanan, but often we just make a general rule. Like, could we theoretically if we were making by Kesem? Okay, but we make a general rule. Question is, what's the Havamina? Not only what's the Havamina, V'yeshomer de'en lahak really buna be'in Isra Achili Mabakara. Some people say more than a Havamina. It is a Shita. That you shouldn't be machmirin the libon of the isser of eating together, even from the same plate. And you may need that you should be made libon, you shouldn't. The chinogin, and that was the minhag in the days of the Ramah to be more makel you made libon. Only on one thing, but still, not lest the yesh lahachmir. But the Ramah says you shouldn't be makel. Okay, so clearly we have here, it's not just a havamina. It's not just a havamina. Whose Havamina was it? What's this whole chiluk bein Yemei Nida versus Yemei Libun? Of course, as Ben pointed out, whose Havamina was it? The Havamina of the Oso Talmud, the Talmud Echad, right? From the Talmud of the Eliyahu story, right? This guy, she said, we did not come any contact whatsoever. We kept all the Harchokas L'mahadrin during Yemei Nida. But during Yemei Libun, he ate with me and drank with me and slept in the bed with me, touching. But, chas v'shalom, we didn't do any Averis. So Eliyahu told her, sure did Averis. You did the Avera of violating the Harchakos, which apply also Yemei Libun. So he had the Havamina. So if you would ask, what was his Havamina? The answer might be he was stupid, right? Meaning, if it was just this story, you might say, well, it's a havamina of stupid people, so the Shulchan Aruch has to tell you not to be stupid, but obviously there's no havamina, because the Isser is the same. Although, he was a Talmud, Shakar, the Shon of Shimei, Shalei Chachamim, meaning he wasn't stupid. Okay, so no, it would be a halbitzara. So, what's the makor? Makor lechalek is one, the Maiseh, the Talmud Echad. I think he was called the Talmud Echad. Correctly, of the Talmud of Eliyahu. Not only that, there's a funny Rashi. That's the Makar in Shas. Of course, it's a very strange Makar because he got killed for making this chiluk, right? So I wouldn't make too much of it. That's the Geder, a wrong Svara. Is there any Makar in Shas to say it's a right Svara to be Makalik? No. But in the Rishonim, you do find this. First in Rashi, says Rashi, in Ksubas, in the Sugya of Mezigas HaKos. Remember we said it's Motor Rishinoi? Rashi is something strange, which did not make it in the Shulchan Aruch, because it was so strange. But the the Gemara says, I found the Gemara, here we are. Shmuel mechafle de beisu biyada de smola. Shmuel, his wife, served him with the left hand. Says Rashi, mechafle bi mei libuna, during the mei libun. Very strange Rashi, during the mei libun. But not during the mei nida? What's the difference? Right? So, Rashi ksubos, samach aleph amad aleph, says that the serving with the left hand was Bimei Libuna. Okay, very strange. And from there, the Ravan already is one of the earliest Rishonim Ashkenaz, which is quoted in the Ravya. The Ravya really got it from his grandfather, the Ravan. Right, the Ravan was one of the early Rishonim Ashkenaz. He was the maternal grandfather of the, maternal grandfather of the Ravya. And the Ravan and the Ravya say the Ravan and the Ravya, they say, Mutar lecholima bimei libuna, or at least they are sometimes quoted as saying that.
Okay.
Where did they get this from? It's not clear. But we already have, in the Gemara, we have a half mean of a dead guy. Who's dead for this reason. So, but nonetheless, you might want to explain the half mean. And in the Rishon already, you have, for Rashi, sounds like the heter of Shinoi is only made Libun, which is strange. And the Ravon and the Rav Yossi say there's no Isser. It says, Mishal, Yochel Azot Mazot, and they Hergel Avera. And they say, no, Hergel Avera is made Nida. There's no Hergel Avera made Libun. So what's the Svara? So there are two Svaras in the Achronim, in the Rishonim, I apologize, for why to be mechalik between Yemei Libun and Yemei Nida. What are the two Svaras in the Rishonim to be mechalik? What's the Svara lechalik? So Chesky, tell me your big Tom first. Okay.
I would thought because
you're saying, since if not for Chum and Dvar Zera, she could go to the mikvah, although that would only be true in some of her Yemei Libun, not in all of them, right? The first two Yemei Libun, she's also Midoraisa.
Oh, okay, but yeah.
Right? So it's not so poshut.
Right.
So, Rabbeinu Tam has a famous shita. You have to know this famous shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam has this famous shita of Nahagu Shtei Tfilos. Of course, where did we see this famous shita? Not in the context of a monthly period. Where did we see this famous shita that was a tribute to Rabbeinu Tam? By Yoledes. Maybe she can't start counting Shiva Nikiyah until she finishes Tovels from Tumas Leva. Says Rabbeinu Tam, in the days of Chumah Dvar Zera, they would Tovel twice. They would Tovel once for the D'oraisa at the end of Shiva Shmei Nida, and then again for the D'rabbana at the end of Shiva Nikiyah. There are even those who say, which we'll get to, it's simple shot of Rabbeinu Tam is like, if she bled for 5 days, she would tovel after day 7, which is after 2 of Shiva Nikiyam, for Nida D'oraisa, and tovel after day 12 for Drabon and Shiva Nikiyam. There are even those who say, reminiscent of Tumas Leda, that, no, she had to wait 7 days in Nida tovel and then start counting Shiva Nikiyam. She was praying for 14 days according to Rabbeinu Tam, but we'll get to that. There are apparently some people in Baghdad who had that. We'll get to that. Anyway, says Rabbeinu Tam, they toveled twice in the old days. They toveled once from Tumah D'oraisa, and then they toveled again from Tumah D'rabbanan. Now we understand that the having this Talmud Echad to be making Me'libun. Me'libun means after she went to the mikvah and she wasn't D'oraisa anymore. So he says after she went to the mikvah and she wasn't Asur D'oraisa anymore, now we can be Me'libun, because you're only making Xera L'Xera. Right? And now you understand Rashi. Why can you be... He wasn't making like Talmud Echad, obviously. He didn't want to die. But he says, why can you make it to serve with your left hand? You may leave one. We're more make it. We say you can serve with your left hand anytime. He says, because after you tovel once, it's only Darabana, and you can make it to serve with your left hand. Right? That's a very watered down, modified, cleaned up version of Talmud Echad. And that's not the Svara of the Ravan and the Ravya, because in their days, they did not have the two Tvivos. So that's where Tommy is this big Kiddush, in which case, these Heterim only apply when they used to have two tefillahs, and it's not like we think they used to tovel twice in the old days. Only Rabbeinu Tam thinks that. It's Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush. He has no archaeological evidence or textual evidence. Like, he doesn't have anywhere in Shas where it shows they tovel twice. What? Once for D'oraisa, once for D'rabbana. He just assumes that.
Well, what was the
basis
for Rabbeinu Tam to say they
tovel? Mostly the Ma'aseh B'Talmud Echad. The other svara is the Ravon and the Rav Yah. Say the Ravon and the Rav Yah, they say, in the beginning you have to stay away because of Hergel Avera. Now, I know I'm going to say it, it's going to sound ridiculous, and then I'm going to agree with you. But, first let me say it, they say, and in the Yemei Libun, okay, not really what they say, but in the Yemei Libun, it's Hergel Avera. But then he may leave on a terrible mitzvah, because now she's going to the mikvah soon, and you want her to feel good about her relationship with her husband when she goes to the mikvah. And not only that, in the old days, when it was January, and it was raining and snowing, wasn't so possible to convince the wife to go to the mikvah. On the one hand, it would be nice to sleep with her husband. On the other hand, it would be nice to stay inside where there's a warm fire and not have to go into this
you know, freezing, cold, icy water. And, you know, and so therefore, okay, the husband has to convince her that he still feels, he has to make her feel the closeness, so she'll agree to go to the mikvah. And, you know, again, where the Rav Hanan and the Rav Yalli lived, I think that was more of a factor than where the Tanoim lived, perhaps. Here in Eretz Yisrael, even in January, it's usually not the end of the world to go to the mikvah. Maybe it's only because of global warming, I don't know. But, you know, most days in January are not so bad, right? It's January now. Most days are not so bad. But on the other hand, right, on the other hand, you know, if you go to that remikvah spot, so it's still, you know, not everyone's willing to go in there. But I'm sure that in, you know, northern Germany, it was much colder. Anyway, Lemaisa, they say it is Hergel Mitzvah, not Hergel Aveira. Hergel Aveira is Osir, but Hergel Mitzvah is Mutter. Hergel Mitzvah to encourage her to Tovel. Okay, do we paskin like the Ravon and the Rav Yah? And that's why they say Davka eating with her. Because when you eat with her, then that creates a real good private time and feeling of closeness, and she'll be encouraged to Tovel. Now, I know this is going to sound a little strange. I'll clean it up in a moment. Do we pass like them? Said the Ramah, v'yesh omrim, v'chein noagim, v'yesh lehachmir. He says this is a real yesh omrim. However, the Taz and the Shach and the Bach and all the Achronim point out that the Ramah must have had a bad gersa in the Ravon and the Rav Yah. Question is, what did they really say? When does this svara apply? So says the Ramah, Bimei Libuna, it's a real shita, you just shouldn't follow it. However, if I asked you common sense, when did the svar apply? Would you say for seven Nikiyim the svar applies? What would you say? The last day the svar applies, then it makes sense. Right? She's going to the mikvah, you know, on Matzei Shabbos. So it's Sunday morning, you meet with her, she's already wearing that. But already on that day, then you see the svar, and not only that, on Sunday, you're going to eat with her to convince you to go to the mikvah Matzei Shabbos and have that whole michshol of hergel over the whole time? It's really, it's not hergel avira from Sunday to Matzei Shabbos? A week is a long time. But if you would say only on that day, then it starts to make more sense. That's not hergel avira on that day. By the time it's bedtime, she'll already have been to the mikvah. So it's not a hergel avira. And if you say, why don't we mock her anyway? Because it's a hergel mitzvah. Because today, before she goes to sleep tonight, I want her to go to the mikvah. Says the Bach and the Shach and the Taz and all the Achron and Rama had a bad gersa and the Rav Yah. They didn't say Bimei Libuna. The real gersa says Achar Yimei Libuna. What does Achar Yimei Libuna mean? It obviously doesn't mean afterwards, like after she went to mikvah. Achar Yimei Libuna means basically Yom Kikulo after the seventh day and when she wakes up in the morning. That's Achar Yimei Libuna. So says the Bach and the Shach and the Taz. They know. Rak biyom shvi shel zayin nikiyim. Then the Ravon and the Rav Yah don't sound so crazy. And it has nothing to do with the Talmud Echad, and it has nothing to do with the Rashi and Ksuvos. They're a totally different inyan. And they're a totally different inyan of the seventh day, which is about to go to the mikvah, so it's not so crazy to say that you should relax the restrictions, because what can it lead to? It's the middle of the day now, you know, people don't usually mishamish b'tasim during the day, and she's about to go to the mikvah that night, and who's so impatient, and then you see the svar a little more. Okay, lemaisa, either way, even though, you know, it's a tame on the Ramah, they, you know, did you really think the Ravon and the Rav Yah thought this was a good svar for 7 days to be Margil, so she'll go to the mikvah 7 days from now? It just doesn't seem to make sense to me. Okay, it could be that that was a minhag in the Ramah's time. So he's like, okay, if this, either A, he just had a bad gersa in the Ravon and Rav Yah, or, and, if that was the minhag in his time, he'd prefer to say that even though he didn't like the minhag in his time, they were following Rav Yah, than to say that they're all Rishon. But even though the minhag in the Ramah's time was to follow the bad gersa in the Rav Yah, no way, no how. Even the Ramah didn't approve it, even though you know how much the Ramah generally likes following the minhag Ashkenaz of his time. He does not like going against the minhag. And in this case, said this minhag is too crazy. Lemaisa, we paskin, not only is the minhag, Lemaisa, It turns out there's no basis for being Makeli Meilibun. Because according to Rabbi Tam, the basis only applies when they go to the Tovel twice, and now they know Tovel's twice. And according to Ravon and Rav Yah, the basis only applies the last day. And there's no basis. So then there's no Lemaisa. There's no basis to be Makeli all 7 days. So Halacha Lemaisa. Lemaisa. To be Makeli. Meilibun. There's really no basis. Because Rabbi Tam only applies if she went to the mikvah already. And the Ravon and the Rav Yah really only meant the seventh day. How about to be Makeli B'yom Shvi'i? That there is a basis, but we're machmer anyway. So there is a basis in Makeli Yom Shvi'i. The Ravon and the Rav Yah have a svara. But nonetheless, we're machmer anyway, and we don't have any compromise at all. So Halach Lemaisa, we have no compromise. We have no compromises at all. Okay. If Tesvav. Yes.
According to the Rinam Tam Shat, you say that's also Pshat and Rashi, would they say the same thing by Kesem? That you could be more makeup?
It's a good question. I'm not sure, because sometimes you just make a little plug to avoid confusion, so it's not so pashut.
And nobody says as far as the fact that the person will be less attracted to his wife during and there's less likely that he's people in the olden days people would be so far from their wives.
Truth is, it's a good svara. It's a good svara. You could even say that's what's going. It's a good svara. It's say that, you know. First of all, even nowadays, I think you know people might be put off by Yanida Mamish.
Weren't they working the other way, this era? You're more likely to have the harfokos when it's you may libo.
Oh yeah. Isn't that backwards?
No, it makes sense. I mean, we're afraid that they'll be together during Yimei Libun.
But we're making Yimei Libun. That's backwards from what you're saying.
The svara that you would offer.
So that you're saying we should have extra harfokos Yimei Libun. Sorry.
Well,
okay.
Because maybe like similar to Yichud, like Pasa Salo, she's already no longer bleeding. She's on her way to becoming mutter. So now, like you know, it's not like a question of like, oh, when is she going to stop bleeding? You know, she stopped bleeding.
I hear the time you could say. And maybe that would be part of the Ramah's version of the Ravon and the Rav. Yeah, she's almost going to mikvah. But still, a week is a long time. I don't know.
Maybe when you're marking
calendar. Sure. Okay.
Leading mamish, you don't nothing certain.
Sure. I would throw all this into the Ramah's version of the Ravon and the Rav. Yeah, meaning why aren't you worried about it, Mitchell? Oh, because you're already on the way. You're already counting days. But I still think it's not so practical. Meaning, you know, I'm not so old, but I've, you know. Seen a lot of people in a lot of situations in the world, and a week is a long time for people to have patience. People, no one has patience for a week nowadays. I don't think in the old days either. Nowadays, no one has patience for 10 minutes. But in the old days, I still don't think they have patience for a week. Okay, no. But yeah, if you want to justify the minhag hashanah of Tam Darmah, then you would say that A is an inyan of hergel mitzvah, and there's no hergel aveira because it's a super pasta salom. Okay, I just you know. I'm not convinced. I hear the svara, but I'm not convinced. Tesvav. Imhu chola. What about the case of a chola? Right? So this is a famous Shut HaRosh. The Rosh says that we're making an harchakos for a chola. Why are we making an harchakos for a chola? Simple pshat is harchakos only drabanan, and not all drabanan where they go there b'makom choli. Well, okay, it gets a little tricky. We'll see in a moment. We're making for a chola. Says the Shut HaRosh. Imu chol of ein l'misha isham shenu zulasa. If the husband is chol and there's no one who can help him except for his wife, he's not a rich guy who has servants. And I guess he doesn't have kids around to help him. So Tim and his wife live there. So who's going to help him? So muteris l'shamsho, she can help him. Rach shidar z'yoser says, Rosh, you should just be very careful. Shetuchav. Be as careful as possible. By the way, as careful as possible sounds like it's not an absolute. Like you can compromise. Just, what is it? As careful as possible. We don't say, be as careful as possible not to eat pork. We just say, don't under any circumstances, right? Be as careful as possible means try to be makvid, right? Be as careful as possible, not to wash him and not to make his bed in front of him. Okay, it's a little unclear, like, you know, it's like, you know, separating the triplets, right? But don't be as careful as possible in Zigas HaKos. Like, why not also be as careful as possible with Zigas HaKos? Like, why are the truth doesn't say? She can serve him, but try to be careful at Hatsos Mita B'Fanav and Arkhatsas Pana Yadav Baraglav, if possible. Why not also try to be careful at Zigas HaKos? So this is not clear. The Achronim actually argue about this. The Shachir quotes in the Bach, he says,
Oh, because it's obvious you could be careful of Mazika Sakos.
Right? His Lashon is, there's many Heterim or something. Yeah, Ashkan Heteri Tuva, meaning just do it with the Shinoi. That's where I mentioned before. Right? He says, Mazika Sakos, obviously just do it with the Shinoi, big deal. But the other ones, there's no Heter of Shinoi, so then try to be Machmir. The Aruch HaShulchan says, definitely says, no, maybe Mazika Sakos is more Makos, less intimate. Therefore, there's no need to be Machmir. So it's not clear whether you should be more. The Shach says, no, it's obvious you're going to be Machmir Mazika Sakos, just do a Shinoi. The Aruch HaShulchan says, obviously you can be Makos Mazika Sakos, because it's not so Chomer. Okay, Lamaisa, we'll follow the Shach. We'll say, Mazika Sakos, obviously just do it with a Shinoi. The other two Malachas, no Heter of Shinoi, so try to figure out a way to not have to do them, if you can. So what's mutter? And what's mutter? And even though
he's not talking about Shino, he's talking about some of the other term also, but
what's mutter? So here the Trumas Hadeshen has two deos, what's mutter? So what's mutter?
Maybe Mazika Sakos, maybe not, right? But you can always do that with the Shinoi, or do it in a way where you don't do the Mazika, or etc. Or don't do the Mazika, but fun of, you know, there's lots of Heterim there. It says you can use all the Heterim for a Chola, right?
So, Mazika Sakos, you're going to do Beheter. Hatas Amita, Nachas Pani Uragu, you're going to try to avoid. So what are you allowed to do? So the Shulchan says there's two deus. That means Hoshata is allowed? You're allowed to pass things? Or it means Hoshata and Negiya is allowed. You're even allowed to touch. Because after all, touching is not as intimate as doing these Malachas of Chiba, because on the one hand, touching is more of a contact, but on the other hand, it is, it's not necessarily Derech Chiba. It's just physically helping someone. So Lamaisa, the simple shot is that the Lashon of Mechaber is Kol Elo, is Muteris L'Shamsho, Muteris L'Shamsho. Pashup Shad is Muteris L'Shamsho, however he needs. Usually Shemesh means helping someone stand up and helping someone sit down, etc. So the Pashup Shad is that all the Harchokos are Mutter for a Chole. All the Harchokos are Mutter for a Chole. Except you should try to be extra Machber and Hatzas Amita. And but this before is Beis Yosef, and even that's mutter if you're stuck. Okay, now one thing to be very, very clear: this doesn't mean that this is l'shamsho. We're not talking about emotional support. It doesn't mean if the husband's sick and he doesn't feel well, the wife can hug and kiss him to make him feel better and give him emotional support. We're not talking about that. We're talking about shema. Emotional support is already forget about the fact that it's less necessary. But it's a different level of chumrah. That's mamish, nanomikir of basar. We are not chas v'shalom. We're for sure not talking about nanomikir of basar, right? If he says I'm very sick and to recover from my illness, you know, I need a lot of hugs and kisses, then okay, there's more about that in the end of the eighth paragraph of Sanhedrin, and that's aser. We're talking about shemush, meaning he's very sick and he needs help, getting up and putting his shoes on and whatever, whatever he needs. Nebuch, the poor guy, needs help with shemush, with just physical activities. So that's the only heter here.
The
rush is the heter, and the Trumas Hadeshen wonders that the heter is even Negiya. And from the Mechaber, it seems like the heter is even Negiya because he doesn't make any restrictions. That's what I'm saying. Okay, test Zion. Isha cholav he need that. Test Zion is the Trumas Hadeshen. Isha cholav he need the also the bala liga ba kibil sham shet gon la kimel shkivel sofra. Okay, here it's also very clear that if test Zion is an Isra Negiya, then test Vav is a Heter Negiya, right? So that's very clear. So what do we have here? Let's see the three cases. Test Vav is where the Ish is cholav. And what do we say there? What's mutter? Even Shemush Afilu Negiya. Right? Even though that was a suffering, the Trumas Hadeshen is clear in the Mechaber, even Negiya. Right? Ve Yishtadel Lizaher Behatzas Hamita V'chuli.
and try to avoid the two malachos, and the Shach says even try to avoid the Melizia Zakos, but that's easy to avoid. What about Tess Zion? What about where the Isha is Chola? This is the Trumas HaNeshen. Trumas HaNeshen is a Kiddush. There's a difference between a sick man and a sick woman. What's the difference? When the man is sick, then there's less of a Shash of Hergel Dover. Because when the man is sick, he's not feeling strong enough for Tashmish. Right? Because the man needs more strength for Tashmish. I mean, not only, you know, there's a certain active nature to the man in Tashmish, but just biologically, the man has to be active in Tashmish and that he needs to maintain a kishoy. And if he's not in good health, that'll be hard for him to do. He needs to have more health, strength, and initiative to do that. So that's, if the man's sick, then the Trumas HaNeshen says we can be mako. Because, after all, there's not such a chash, because he's sick, he's not going to want tashmish. But if the wife is sick, then okay. So obviously, nowadays, everyone we know are very, very sensitive modern men who, you know, would not want to pressure their wives into something that they weren't feeling up to, etc. Okay, but there are also people who are not quite as sensitive in the world, and the man is feeling perfectly healthy. So here, there's a difference in the genders, right? We all know, I mean, not the modern day politically correct world, but everyone else knows that there's a difference between men and women when it comes to Tashmish and the Hergel Dover. It's easier for the man to be suddenly aroused by physical contact, and then he might want to act on that very quickly. And therefore, if the husband is sick, so he's not going to be aroused because he's too sick. But if the husband is healthy and the wife is sick, then he might be interested in Tashmish. And even though his wife is sick, so therefore she'll agree anyway because he's the one who pressures into Tashmish and he's the one who needs his strength. And in general, you know, usually it's the husband might pressure his wife into Tashmish more easily than the wife pressure her husband. And therefore we're afraid he might pressure into Tashmish because he feels good. And therefore, says Trumas HaNeshen, there's no heter of negia when the wife is sick, because he might pressure her. That's the Trumas HaNeshen and the Mechaber. So here we have the Trumas HaNeshen and the Mechaber. Says Aser Ligaba. However, says the Ramah, V'yesh omrim d'mein lo mishim shishen amotra b'kol v'chein nogim im tzricha harbe l'kach. Right, so he quotes from the Agos Mordechai that, no matter which one of them is sick, it's mutter. Where can we make on our chakos, no matter which one is sick? Again, we're not talking about chibuk v'nishak and emotional support. We're talking about actual physical health. Either way, and therefore he says, if it's really necessary and there's no one else to do it, then we can be mako. So says the Ramah, I'll pee the Hagos Mordechai, that it's mutter, im ein mi she yishamshena utzricha harbe. Okay, the Achronim are medayik, that even according to the Ramah, we hold like the Ramah. Even according to the Ramah, there's still a difference between the husband is sick and the wife of the sick. If the husband is sick, then we're makel even for a regular tzorech. If the husband is sick, then as long as it's necessary, we're makel. If the wife is sick, then we're only makel if it's really necessary. Meaning if there's no one else who can do it, so some achronim say you have to like hire a nurse if the wife is sick, if you can afford to. Okay, it depends what you can afford to, etc. But definitely, if the wife is sick, then only if it's really necessary, because otherwise we're afraid of the husband's Yetzer Hara will cause him to pressure her into Tashmish. If the husband is sick, as long as it's medium necessary, we can be Mekel, because Lamaisa, she's not going to pressure him into Tashmish, that's not the Derech Olam, and he's going to be too sick for Tashmish.
There's two aspects here. There's aspect of it being necessary and aspect of being anyone else there. So we say that for her, even if it's just medium necessary, but there's other people there, but she could do it because...
Correct. Now, again, what it means, you know, this all gets tricky in practical cases. You know, what does it mean, Misha Shamshena? Who else can do it? You know, obviously, if there's someone else who actually can do it and it's not a problem, then for sure. The Achronim write, if there's really someone else who can very easily do it, then even the husband, no matter which one of them is sick, they shouldn't be Mekel. You know, if there's someone else who can easily do it. If it's hard to get someone else to do it, then it can be made. Then if it's hard to get someone else to do it, they can be Mekel either way. Says the Lechem Asimla. If it's hard to get someone else to do it, they can be makri either way. If it's easy to get someone else to do it, they can be makri either way. So that's what I'm saying comes down to the same thing. But if it's sort of in between to get someone else to do it, then if the husband's sick, they don't have to, then they can be makri. If the wife's sick, they should be makri and make more of an effort to find someone else to do it, if possible.
What would we say here about someone of the opposite gender, a stranger of the opposite gender?
We'll get there in a minute. Okay, we'll get there in a minute. Okay, so Lamaisa, bottom line is when either one of them is sick and needs shemush of the other. Again, I don't mean need shemush for emotional reasons, but needs actual physical help. Then it's mutter, except we should try to be a little more machmer when the wife is sick, and if there's another option, or if it's not so necessary, be a little more machmer when the wife is sick, because we're a little more choshish. Now comes Yud Zayin, which is where Cheskin need help, where all the action is. In Bala, the Mechaber is... actually has a right. There's a very interesting Beis Yosef here, and the Mechaber decides to not go into all the details for whatever reason. It's a big deal in the Achronim. Like, does the Mechaber necessarily agree with everything said in the Beis Yosef, or because what does the Mechaber say? He says in Bala wrote, "Faith, the husband's a doctor. Aser lemashish lohatvak. He can't take her pulse. Right? Dofak, literally, what's dofak? To beat or to knock on the door, right?" So what's beating the pulse? Right, taking the pulse. You don't need modern, you don't need any modern medicine for that. I think they actually have machines that do it. But a lot of doctors still do it the old-fashioned way, I think. Even though they have machines, I think most doctors still do it the old-fashioned way, right? They knew about pulse in those days also. Okay, what would they decide to do based on the pulse? I have no idea. You have to look at old medical books, but I assume that they had medical knowledge. If the pulse is this way, then it's this diagnosis. If the pulse is that way, it's that diagnosis, and then they could treat people. So it's usher for the husband to take her pulse if the wife is sick. Okay, that seems to be straight out of Sif Tesayin, right? It's usher for the husband to touch her, so it's usher for the husband to take her pulse. However, what did the Mechaber say in the Beis Yosef that was a little more radical? What did he say in the Beis Yosef that was a little more radical? Come on, you have to notice this. In the Beis Yosef, that's more radical. What did he say? That it's us or even. What?
That
save her
life,
even save her life, even welcome to fish. That was the Chiddush, the Beis Yosef. And he tied this into the famous machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Right, you got the board, right? Right, the famous machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. All high school kids are very interested in this machlokas. I actually saw that conservative Judaism was machria one way in this machlokas, but Orthodox Judaism not so pashat. They're machria lakula. I don't want to leave in suspense. But lo sikaru legalos erva. Here we have a famous machlokas. Says the Ramban, what does it mean lo sikaru legalos erva? What does the Ramban say lo sikaru legalos erva means? I know what the words mean literally. Do not come close to revealing nakedness. But what does that mean?
Bia.
The Ramban says that is a biblical euphemism for bia. They had clean lashon in those days. And how do we know coming close means bia? For example, va'ekra va'ileha v'lo matzasi la besulim. Va'ekra va'ileha doesn't mean I came close to her and hugged and kissed her and didn't find besulim. No, it means I did bia and didn't find besulim, right? So kreva is bia. Ah, it just means closeness. No, bia also doesn't mean anything. You know, these are euphemisms. So the Ramban says that it means bia mamish. And what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says it means physical closeness. And what it means is don't do something which brings you close to Gilui Erva, meaning the Nafkamina is what is the Isser of Chibuk Vinishuk of Arayos? So according to the Rabban, this is main daya, it is an Isser Drabbanan. And according to the Rambam, it's an Isser de Oraisa, right? This is the famous Machlokas. Whether Krav al Arayas, where the Rambam, that's a Lav de Oraisa, one of 365 Lavim. Besides all the Arayas, there's another Lav, Lo Sikr, Lo Galus Erva, don't come close to Arayas. The Ramban says, no, that's just repeating the Isser of Bias Erva. Oh, why can't I hug and kiss our eyes? That's Xerah Darabanan for obvious reasons. Nafgamina is, says the Beis Yosef. What's the Nafgamina? We're all from Yidden. We don't do Isser of Darabanan. We don't do Isser of Daraisa. So what difference does it make to us? So exactly, the Nafgamina says the Beis Yosef. Nafgamina is B'makom Pikuach Nefesh. What about Makom Pikuach Nefesh? Meaning, it doesn't have to be this case here. What if Mamash, a goy held a gun to your head and said, hug and kiss this erva or else I'll shoot you? Why would the guy do it? I don't know. There's a lot of strange people in the world. What if that's what he says to you? So, according to the Rambam, assumes the Beis Yosef. There's not so posh. It's a whole sugya we're not getting into, but assumes the Beis Yosef. He would say that Yehara Yal Yavor. Because we paskin, Abizrayu B'Gimel Chamuros, right? That anything that is an extension of the Vodazaraki, the Rashi Yosef, the Yehara Yal Yavor, and this, but only things that are Doraisa. This is the Doraisa extension. However, according to Ramban, it is a Mutter Mishum Pikuach Nefesh. No, according to Ramban, it's Mutter Pikuach Nefesh. There's no problems. There's only Xerah Darabanan. There's no Yehara Yal Yavor and Xerah Darabanan.
When I learned Masech Zuma, I understood that Ron was like a fairly unusual, like he was like kind of a dasya from Mishon. We hold like that, Ron?
We hold that the Rabbanans are not Yehara Yal Yavor.
No, the opposite. That I'm sorry, the
we hold that I was right, we hold that I was right, was Yehara Yal Yavor, but only Doraisas. That's how we paskin in your day, Kufnan Zion, the Sukhna Yehara Yal Yavor. Yeah. Okay, so says the. Says the Beis Yosef. Well, I found the truth of the Ramban that says Motzer for Pikuach Nefesh, but that's only if you don't like the Ramban. The Shitasin, but according to the Ramban, it should be Usher for Pikuach Nefesh. So says the Beis Yosef. After it's Usher even for Pikuach Nefesh.
Well, I mean, does he say that he passed like the Ramban?
He doesn't say explicitly, which may be why in the Shulchan Aruch, notice he didn't say anything. He just said Usher. He didn't say whether it's Mach Pikuach Nefesh or not. You're cheating. Say spoiler alert before you say things like that. So, exactly, that's the shach. Okay, says the Rama, Ulufim Ashekasavti, Dinoami Heterim Sricha, Lab, Dimashamishla. But says the Rama, according to what I said, that it's mutter if she needs it from a shamisher. Kolshkin, the Mashla, Fakim, Aim, Rofe, Acher, Tricha, Lab. I said that it's mutter to do all these shimushim. What are the examples? Leg hakima, lahashkiva, lasomcha, to help her get up, to help her lie down, to help her, to support her. Then kolshin, it's mutter to take her pulse, v'yei sakana b'cholya, if there's no other doctor and she needs it, in sakana. Meaning, I say it's mutter even when there's no sakana. Kolshin, it's mutter when there's sakana. Right? He was making it when there's no sakana. Okay, end of the harchokos part of this siddur. Now, a few questions. So the Rama says mutter b'mikvach nefesh. So first, let's deal with the side point, which is halacha l'maaseh for us Ashkenazim. It's mutter for the husband to take her pulse in what circumstance? Rama sounds a little like only if it's b'mikvach nefesh. The shach says mefurish at the end of the siman. The ein sakana also lebalo lemashes at fak shinida. Only if b'mikvach nefesh. Hold on, in sif des zayin, it's mutter for the husband to help her when she's a what was the lashon? Chola. So this is a bit of a mystery that the shach doesn't. First of all, halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa. Right, al pi the Rama and the shach. What's halacha lemaisa al pi the Rama and the shach? The Rama and the shach are agreeing here. In Siftes Zayin, we said Shimush is mutter if she's a chola. In Sif Yud Zayin, we said Mishush Hadefah is aser for a chola and mutter for a chola sheyesh yesh basakana. So why is this different? Like, I'm just a kolshkin. Korda, I said it's mutter without sakana. Kolshkin is mutter with sakana. But why does the shach think the Rama is not so mufurish? But still, why does the Rama have to throw this in? He should have just said, Korda, I said tesayin is mutter with the fak with or without sakana. Why does he say the Misha said fak with sakana? And why does the shach mafurish, right? The Rama implies, right? The Rama implies that it's also without sakana. And the shach explicitly says it's also without sakana. So why discriminate? You're allowed to help her get up and sit down, even touching her if she's a stam sick person. But to take her pulse is only if she's in sakana. What's shach? It's funny the shach doesn't explain. And I can't say I'm sure what the answer is, even though right, the Bnei Shulchan brings down what all the Achronim say about it. Anyone have an answer? Maybe you have a clever answer? What's the difference? Why is taking a pulse more chomer? Should ask the doctor, he knows all about pulses.
I guess this offhand, I can have two things. One, are we talking about peripheral pulse or feeling like a central heartbeat and looking for like actual heartbeats on the chest wall?
It's hard for me to tell. I try to, you know, it's, again, everyone should do this. Try to like look up something on the internet of a field that you're not holding in. Like I tried to look up on the internet. Okay, how did they take the pulse in the days of the Rama and the Shach? Right? What do they mean by stam pulse taking? Right? A very poshy question of medical history. It's a good musser, right? That if anyone ever says they, anyone who didn't learn like us said they looked at the halach on the internet, that they shouldn't be so mechadid. Because I know that I can't look up things on the internet that are not my field, because I don't know how to look and I don't know how to judge things. So, okay, that's why you shouldn't paskin from the internet. Because when I try to paskin non-halacha from the internet, I can't find the answer. So I can't get the answer straight because I don't know what I'm talking about. So, kol shekein in Chayei Olam, that saying I'm not sure, I couldn't figure it out. So Yosef suggests that there are different ways of taking the pulse. Sometimes you actually feel the heart.
Right?
Is that better? Does that tell you more?
I mean, you could be looking. I mean, you could look see where you can actually feel the heartbeat in one point on the chest wall, so you can see where the point of impulse is, which could tell you different things about how the heart sounds.
Uh-huh. Okay, so maybe if you're putting your hand mamash on her heart, so that is more intimate, misvara, than just helping her get up and sit down. I always wondered about that. I just didn't know how to prove it. Like, maybe you can look up medical history on the internet. How did most people take the pulse in the 16th and 17th century in Poland, right? I had a lot of trouble figuring out the answer, but maybe you can find an answer. That would be an obvious answer to this question. Okay, mamash, putting your hand directly on her heart, that's already a different madriga, right? So it's just a much more serious closeness. That's already bordering on chibuk v'nishuk and iser d'oraisa. You know, it's a mamash iser d'oraisa, maybe, but it's already bordering. Anyone have another suggestion?
Maybe like this is a very sensitive and like, focused touch, as opposed to like you know like, you like help heave her up her chair if she's like wake up or something. Here, like you're very gently.
Right. So that's what I found in the Shut Beis Sha'arim.
It's prolonged also.
That's what I found in the Shut Beis Sha'arim. It's a Talmud Chacham Sofer. It's actually on the Bar Ilan, even though I didn't find it by looking through all the Beis Sha'arims on the Bar Ilan. I cheated and looked in the Vade Shulchan. But then I found it on my Bar Ilan. The Beis Sha'arim says, because to help someone stand up and sit down, etc., you're tarid b'malacha. You're not, you don't have time, you don't have the time to focus on being attracted. However, taking the pulse takes a long time and you're just sort of sitting there. So therefore, it's, again, I don't think he's saying it's mamash nishu d'oraisa. Then maybe it would be awesome, but it's already a more chummer than regular harchakos. I saw a third answer in the quoted from the Piskei Dinim of the Tzemach Tzedek, but I didn't love it so much. He said, because pulse taking doesn't really help so much. It's not really so important. So we're more machmer on it because, like, how do you know what to do when you take a pulse anyway in those days, you know, or even in our days, I don't know. But I don't know. I'd be reluctant to say it because, like, just it was less medically necessary. So I think pashtus is that with this shimush, again, your mamish helping her get up and helping her sit down, which is, you know, but if you think your mamish helping her get up and helping her sit down, but still, you are, you know, you're not touching sensitive parts of her body, intimate parts of her body, and you know, it's a quick, hard work kind of thing, which is more distracting from the chiba. As opposed to taking the pulse, which either if you're taking the pulse on the heart is very intimate, and even if you're just taking the pulse on the wrist or wherever they used to take the pulse in those days, the wrist, the neck, there are different places you can take the pulse, Yosef knows them all, then still you really have more time to focus on chiba when you're taking the pulse. It's, you know, more inappropriate.
Even if it's not necessarily the heart, would you argue that, let's say, like a chipping on the neck?
Yeah, I mean, you have to figure out where, you know, is the neck different than helping someone up by picking up their arm? I don't know. You know, I mean, at a certain point, like, go figure out, you know, how to lid the rig, all the different parts of the body. So sometimes it's obvious, and sometimes, what do I know? I'm not such a bucky.
Also, maybe the difference here is that there's, like, the actual skin-on-skin contact as opposed to, like, maybe if you assume that you're helping somebody else.
So if you assume the Nagia in Tes Zayim was through clothing,
right,
which would make sense, you know, when you're helping someone up, like you're helping them through their clothing, it could be that taking the pulse was not normally done through clothing.
Right.
After all, it's probably better to take the pulse not through clothing, even though in the Pesachei Tshuva he quotes in the Sefer called Makor Chayim, who said you should take the pulse through clothing. Yosef, probably depends how thick the clothing is and how good you are taking pulse.
I mean, if you have like the rubber latex glove, it's easier than probably doing it through like a sweatshirt.
Right. So I get it. There's thin clothing and there's thick clothing. Even those days they have thin clothing. So anyway, somehow this is more chomer. This you would say is regular contact, and this you would say is borderline intimate contact. Now it's not mamish intimate contact in that, you know. The doctor would do that to you, right? If the doctor hugs and kisses you, then you have been arrested for harassment, right? If the doctor takes your pulse and touches your heart, then that's normal, right? So you wouldn't say it's a mamish intimate contact, but it's already borderline. Why? We're not sure. Either A, maybe it's talking about the heart, ? Or B, maybe we're talking about because it's prolonged and passive, right? You're not like working. And C, maybe we're talking about because it's direct without clothing. If you assume that the standard way of taking a pulse is direct without clothing. Okay. Halacha l'maisa. Therefore, what's the bottom line? If we're talking about regular contact, and that's motzer bakum choli, should be a shtickle more machmir if the wife is sick. But if you're talking about contact that's borderline intimate, then it's only mutter for sakana, but otherwise, then the gzera applies. That's bottom line. Now, let's just discuss what this has to do with other women. Okay, and I see we're not going to get Simkov Tzadivav today. I was so sure. Okay, Agav, by the way, where does this often come up? Baruch Hashem, I mean, hopefully, this should never come up for any of us. Because, now the Derech Olam, I don't think it's fair for any of us. I don't know. You never know what it's fair to ask of Hashem. You should be ambitious. That we should be 119 and still not need any help doing anything. Okay, maybe that's not Kederach Olam. But usually, by the time people are so old, they need help doing things they're not in need anymore. So that's not an issue. You know, so Chas v'Shalom, if people are disabled or even if people get very sick. So we hope we won't get very sick too often. And we hope we won't be disabled, Amir Hashem. Where does this come up a lot, though? When it comes to shots. What about giving shots? Now, not insulin shots. Those people give themselves. I don't know. Baruch Hashem, I don't know all the different cases where people need all kinds of shots. But one case where it comes up a lot is infertility treatment. Fertility treatment, right? Good thing to know. I'm sure my wife's been talking about this all the time. Is that infertility is much more common than any of us think. Because no one talks about it. Whenever there's something no one talks about, it's always more common than you think. Infertility is much more common than we think. The statistics say, again, they're approximate, but ballpark, a fifth of all couples struggle with infertility. Yeah, maybe a little, maybe a lot. The Baruch Hashem nowadays, you can usually overcome infertility. Sometimes it's very drastic things. And often with very simple treatment. But the beginning treatment of all the infertility things is there's a certain, whatever you do, it involves most things you do, and there's a certain regimen of hormones that you get through shots. And that's like a standard thing. Again, you know, changes all the time, etc. You know, but even if you're doing like IVF and other things, it also involves a lot of shots. And it's not usually practical to go to the doctor every time you need a shot, because like you need every day at a certain time, whatever. And you always need them when she's Nida. That's like, or at least, You always need them in a period that includes when she's nida. That's just the way the cycle works. I mean, every case is different, but generally. So the big shy that all the posts can deal is, what about shots? It's the wife who generally needs shots. So can the husband give the wife shots when she is a nida? So all the posts can deal with this. Right before it says a paragraph, everyone deals with it. And Lamaisa, the Minhag Olam, and all those firms say that we're making and giving shots when the wife's a nida. Why is that? Because very clearly, shots are not like Misa Defak. Whatever the chiddush of Misa Defak is, when you're sticking a needle into someone, that is very, very, very far from Derech Chiba. And we understand it's all done out of Chiba in the long run, in the big picture. But it's obviously very far from Derech Chiba. It's not like putting my hand on you and waiting for a long time and just feeling. You know, that's already borderline. But giving shots, and even though some of the shots go to Mekobos Mechusim, but still, giving shots is very, very much not derech chiba. And the minhag is to be makel, even though theoretically, you know, if it's, you know, it's always a question of how much effort. You can always get someone else to give you the shot. The mice of the minhag is that if you can easily get someone else to give you the shot, demanding. But often people are, they're not going to hire a nurse for $100 to give them a shot. And they're embarrassed to tell everyone else. Like, no, she could tell her next door neighbor, who's a nice lady, who would clearly do her a favor to give her a shot. But she doesn't want to share the details of her fertility treatment with her next-door neighbor, and it's, you know, people are embarrassed to that. And therefore, the minhag is to be makel, the husband can give her a shot, but, and maybe this goes back to one of the pshatim has, he should try to avoid direct contact. So the post can say, preferably he should, if it involves, you know, and usually does involve some sort of touching skin, if he wears the gloves. Even the latex gloves, and that's tzad l'hakel. We also find in Yerushalmi that having gloves is a tzad l'hakel in a totally different context. So therefore, but l'maisa, the minhag is to be mekel, and the mainstream sock is not to be matriach them. If it's easy, it's one thing. You know, in the old day, you know, whatever, she has like a lady in waiting, then fine. But the minhag is to be mekel. Okay, let's just quickly take 3 seconds and talk about what this has to do with all other women. What does the shach say? What's the shach's big proof? So what's the machlokes in the Beis Yosef and the shach? The machlokes in the Beis Yosef and the shach is... that the Beis Yosef thinks that Mishosh Hadefak is Aser Min HaTorah. And what does the Shach say? The Shach says, no way, that's ridiculous, because the only thing that's Usher Min HaTorah is Negiya Derech
Chiba.
Derech Chiba. The only thing Usher Min HaTorah is Negiya Derech Chiba. He says, it's Mutter Min HaTorah, because the Isser is only Negiya Derech Chiba or Derech Hana'ah. The truth is, if you read the Rambam, I don't know why this is a chiddush, the shach. The Rambam says mefurish. He didn't say it's also to touch anyone. He says mefurish. The iser derais be nene mekure basar. Is that not what the Rambam says?
It doesn't even include like waking and stuff in that. List. Maybe I'm mixing that up, but I think he is like even like.
Who's he? The Rambam?
The Rambam.
Not in that list. Okay. Anyway, that's the and what's the shach's raya? What's his proof? What's the shach's proof? His proof is. Meisim b'chol yom of doctors. Women go to male doctors. Remember, there are no female doctors in those days. Women go to male doctors, and they touch them. And they do all the mishnah defak and all the other things. Hey, the doctors always treat everyone. Oh, why is that a problem? Ishus ish. Now, the Jewish doctors also. The Jewish doctors treat ishus ish. They treat nachris. The doctors never worry about touching the female patients. So why? Because it's not their chiba. It's just business. So that proves that it's mutter. What is the Beis Yosef going to say back to the Shach? Here it is unclear. What's the Beis Yosef going to say back to the Shach? I really don't know. Either you shouldn't go to doctors, right? Or what the Torah HaShlamim says, the husband is more chamor min ha-Torah. Everyone agrees the husbands are chamor, we draw a bun and then we're talking our chuckles.
Question is, could there be different between a husband and a regular person on the Daraisa level? Or no, Daraisa is a general rule. So the Shach assumes, me Daraisa, there's a general rule. Whatever's usher is usher for everyone. Whatever's mutter is mutter for everyone. It could be said that the Torah Shalom on the bottom here, the Beis Yosef thinks, no, me Daraisa, it's mutter for a doctor to take your pulse and not for the husband. Why? Because the doctor doesn't have a pre-existing relationship, and therefore for him it's innocent. But the husband has a pre-existing relationship, and therefore it's Hergel Dover. It's a big chiddush that on the Daraisa level, the husband's more chaver. Which is all the Achronim say, the Shas, right? And the Daraisa level is no difference. Okay, that is how to defend the Beis Yosef. Well, Maisa, how do we paskin? There's a Beis Shmuel who sounds like the Beis Yosef. The Beis Shmuel, that's on the side of Ebn Ezra. Simon Chav sounds like Beis Yosef. But all the poskim say like the Shach. L'maisa, we hold like the Shach. We hold like the Shach that there is no Isser of Kiru Begalos El Erva in innocent touching. That's acceptable. That's a famous Shuvah of Moshe, right? Where Moshe says, can a guy take the subway to work if everyone's squished together like sardines and you're touching girls? So the answer is yes, mutter, right? And the same question, can you help an old lady cross the street if she needs help crossing the street? Yes, you can help an old lady cross the street. There's no Isser. Can you be a doctor? Yes. We pass like the Shach that there's no Isser, the Araisa, for touching a woman in a way that's not Chiba and that's not Hana'ah. And we even pass like the Shach that even for the husband there's no Isser, the Araisa. Although there's an Isser, the Rabbanon, of course.
Would it then be, though, Isser, meaning according to the Ramban, that this would never even be a Daraisa, it was only Darabanan. So then would this argument then translate onto whether or not it's even Isser Darabanan?
Good. So what is the status of Negia Shelo Biderechiba Behanah? Lemaisa, right? That it's not an Isser Daraisa. It's not an Isser Daraisa, but maybe it's an Isser Darabanan. On the other hand, the doctors do it all the time. So what's pshat? So here you have many days. If you return, I have a Yalkut Mefarshim in the back, which has things that are either on the page or in the back. You can look it up. It's someplace in everyone's Shulchan Aruch. He quotes an Imre Baruch. Says the Imre Baruch. So let's see. What is the status of Midrabanan? Says the Imre Baruch. Heter Gomer. Heter Gomer. There's no Isser Daraisa, no Isser Darabanan. That's Rav Moshe in the subway. There's no Isser at all to touch a woman. Shelo b'derech chiba v'hana'ah. Says the Knesset HaGedola, which is also quoted in the back there. The Knesset HaGedola. He says, Mutter aval mechuar hadover. He gets that from a Rambam, says the hugging and kissing certain relatives is mutter, but it's improper. He says, mutter, but improper. Why do the doctors do it? Okay, because the doctor has to compromise a little because it's for medicine. But it's improper. It's not something a Bet Torah should do. Okay, maybe dependent on circumstances. And says the, just a little stronger, and the Stechemed says, it's quoted in the Otzer Poskim, not here. The Otzer Poskim is only in Ebn Ezer. But he quotes from a Stechemed. If you want to look, it's in the Otzer Poskim, we have it downstairs in Ebn Ezer, Simon Chaf, page 26, says the Stechemed that it is an Isser Gomor Midrabanan Chutz Mimakom Sorech. Meaning it's mutter for a doctor, but if it's not a doctor, if it's not necessary, it's an Isser Gomor. So we have 3 days about innocent touching of women. Is it an Isser Gomor if it's not necessary? Is it improper if it's not necessary? Or is it heter gummer if it's not necessary? Okay, those are 3 deals. Lemaisa, for Ben Torah, there's really not enough green between the second and third day. Right? So either way, it's something which you shouldn't do unless necessary. So if an old lady needs help across the street, so you should help the old lady across the street because you feel bad for the old lady. If you're going to the doctor, you should go to the doctor because you need medical treatment. But Stam, it's, where Moshe says you can take the subway, really. Okay, let's just, truth is, where Moshe says you can take the subway, where Moshe Paskin's Heter Gomer. So maybe you shouldn't be so machmer. Although, let me just add one other thing. One other crucially important thing, and with this, we will almost end. A lot of the Achronim say, the Sidrei Tarkos in the Kreis Uplasi, he says, he didn't say it in quite these words, you can look it up. He says, there's different kinds of touching. There is tard b'malachto. Maybe this is what's under what goes back to Mishnah Tefach. There is tard b'malachto, a very work-like kind of touching, and then there is some, unnecessary prolonged contact. Maybe this whole heter is only now. It's funny. This heter is even for Mishnah Tefach. So, but still, maybe Mishnah Tefach is also tard b'malachto the way we paskin. If it's not tard b'malachto. Or if it's longer than Mishnah Tefach, then maybe it would be a problem. So here, it's not so clear, but this heter is, when do we say it's mutter? This heter is only this heter might depend on how prolonged the contact is. That didn't bother Moshe. The subway, you could be in contact for half an hour. It didn't bother him. And if tarud bimalachto or not. Now, Moshe, this didn't bother. He said you could be in the subway, even if you're squished against a girl, it's not a problem. Because you're not intending anything. But I think, a lot of poskim say that you have to use your common sense, and the subway might be one thing, a social kind of connection might be something else, says even Rav Moshe himself. So, Lemaisa, therefore, there's a lot of room to be machmir. Someone just asked me to take, and they go skydiving, a girl harnessed to a guy for skydiving. So I said I thought that was a problem. The mamas, you're harnessed together for a long time, and you're not doing anything the whole time, and I think there's that Poskim would be machmer on that. But even Rav Moshe says, and here we're going to have to stop here, even Rav Moshe is true about shaking hands with, what about shaking hands with a woman? Right? It's not very prolonged, but it's not really malacha, it's more friendly. Right? So what about something, right, that's not really romantic, but social? Not malacha. For example, shaking hands. This is a big machlokes poskim on shaking hands, as we know, right? Rav Chaim Berlin was makel on shaking hands. No one was happy to be makel on shaking hands. Rav Chaim Berlin was makel on shaking hands because otherwise people get insulted and it causes a chilul Hashem. Rav Moshe was machmir on shaking hands, even though Rav Moshe is a big makel. But if it's social, he was afraid that's more chiba. Right? So, what if it's, let's say, social? So, Lemaisa, let me say something else. If you have prolonged contact, more than Mishnah Tefach, and or not tarud b'malacha, then yesh machmirim. And if you have social contact, such as shaking hands, then there are, I think, rove poskim are machmira. Most poskim would be with Rav Moshe that you can't shake hands with a woman, even though Rav Chaim Berlin and other poskim in Europe that were makel on shaking hands with women. But lemaisa, most poskim are machmir shaking hands with women because social is already too borderline of already chiba and hana. After all, when you shake someone's hand, your mama is trying to come close through shaking hands. The whole point of shaking hands is to come close, right? Even if you're with guys, if you don't shake their hands right, they feel distant from you, and then you don't get a job. If you shake their hands right, they feel close to you, and like you're their friend, and like they have a kesher with you. Okay, that's very different. So all these things are like a lot of borderline cases. Lemaisa shaking hands. Mayim so from Mary Willig, those who went to YU might be familiar with this, is to make up shara. What if a woman sticks out her hand to you? No one. No posting said you should like go and actively shake women's hands. No, lod kidei kach. The question is just the makom chil Hashem and kavod abrios. And people get very insulted if you don't shake their hands. In Westminster society, if you don't shake someone's hands, it's like spitting on them. So what do you do? So my mesor for a willig is a pshara. On the one hand, not to be makel because of the chashash of chiba. On the other hand, not to be machbir because of the chashash of chil Hashem and kavod abrios. And therefore, you give them a dead fish handshake, where they don't feel insulted because it doesn't look like you're dissing them, disrespecting them, that's what it stands for, doesn't look like you're disrespecting them, but on the other hand, they don't feel close. Ah, if you give someone a dead fish handshake, they don't feel close to you, maybe they won't give you the job. Okay, need to remind you in such cases, but tricky. But at the very least, you know, most circumstances, that's a good pshara.
He's added on, I've heard from that, well, so then in those cases where you're afraid about not getting the job, so then you give them the great white shark.
Okay, you give them a, yeah.
Not Derechiva, and you break their hand.
Okay, yeah, I'm not, okay, good answer. Yeah, I'm not sure if you'll get the job either. Anyway, Lemaisa will have to pick up. Lemaisa, in the end, he says, Ayin borachayim, mucho l'nidah l'ikonis, v'yisek knesselis palo. In those days, the nidahs were very, very gross. They didn't have modern hygiene. And it was like a bizoyim to go to shul, to do other things. The men in many communities nowadays, that when the woman's a nidah, she can do all the things that any other woman does, because, like, it's not a bizoyim to Hashem, because nowadays we have modern-day hygiene. So therefore, Lemaisa, we don't have to be too strict on the ritual participation of a nidah. Okay, we'll pick up Mishnah with Hefzikara next time.
Where's the switch?